And we are back. And we are live. Live, I tell you. We are here with Sophia Bierman. Did I say it right?
You did.
Okay.
You got something right.
Yay!
Now made it.
We're talking with Sophia tonight, and one of the things that drew our interest to her is the fact that she is a witness to what is known as the Beast of Bray Road, but she doesn't even live by Bray Road.
No.
She lives up by Lake Okeechobee, yep. Around Heartland area.
That's correct.
So we're kind of curious here on how come you seen it up that far. So what do you think?
It picked me. And it keeps picking me.
So, Sophia, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of let us know what got you interested and started in the paranormal?
I will. My name is Sophia Bierman. I've been on the Travel Channel a couple of times, and I've been on the Josh Gates Show a couple of times, and I'm now on IMDb TV. And I am a psychic medium. I'm not self-proclaimed. I come from a family of 10. I live in Heartland, Wisconsin. And I have seen what some people refer to as the dog man, but I will call it a werewolf because that's exactly what I saw after doing my own research. Some people refer to it as the dog man or the Beast of Bray Road. But after, like I said, after seeing it myself two times on my property and having a third footprint of it outside my house, I don't know what size it is, maybe a 20 or more. And then recently finding a Bigfoot print as well. On Memorial Day weekend, I found it. But that's what I think it is, the werewolf.
Interesting. So then did you believe in werewolves before that? Or the cryptids before seeing this thing?
I did, because I come from a family of 10, and mm-hmm. we lived in Appleton, Wisconsin when I grew up. And we moved from that farmhouse because there was a lot of creepy stuff that was happening up there. And we always knew about what we referred to it was a Yeti. Hmm. And we moved from there when I was 11 because there was so many noises going on at that farmhouse outside. And my mom, she would come and get us when we were little. And it was a big property. So she would go in the dark and go in the lower bottom of the barn. And we were coming from the top. So when she was going in the lower barn, we would go into the farmhouse, and she would hear chains dragging. And she thought it was us. Well, we'd be in the house already. Mm. And we'd look at her and go, what are you doing? She's like, your kids ran out there. We're like, no, that wasn't us. Well, then she'd look at us and go, no, it wasn't us. So then they did research into the house and found out that there was three people that were killed on the property. Fred, Eve, and Ron, that's what their names were. And found out it was the couple that bought the property, and a farmhand had gotten involved with the woman.
So the
husband ended up shooting the farmhand, his wife, and then himself.
Wow. That's okay, so he shot the farmhand, mm-hmm. shot his wife, and then shot himself.
Yep.
Ooh, that's some bad juju.
Where would the chains dragging sound come from?
I don't know. We never figured that out. But we would hear it quite often. It was creepy.
Hmm.
I mean,
but see, you got to realize, maybe she didn't dig, and no disrespect, okay? Yeah. Maybe she just didn't dig far enough back into the history of the land.
That's right.
Because all the Native American
It was an old farmhouse.
And and you got all the Native American history in Wisconsin, because you look at some of the Wisconsin towns and cities and rivers and so on and so forth, they've got Native American names.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's where I live too, is on Indian ground.
So it's got a very rich history, and that can go pretty far back. Then you've got all the other history of God knows what else went on with Al Capone running through Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, and, you know, God knows where else. And then Dillinger's been up this way, and, you know, all the mob back from the 20s and 30s during Prohibition. You know, God only knows what could have happened on that land.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, it was a big farmhouse. It had 5 bedrooms.
Wow.
And it was by a quarry, and I don't know how many acres we lived on. It was huge.
And that's another thing too. You said it was by a quarry.
Yep.
What kind of quarry? Was it a granite, limestone, sandstone?
I don't know. It was huge, and the water, I mean, it was deep. I remember one time the neighbor kid, we were riding on our horses, and the neighbor kid came along and pushed me off. I didn't know how to swim then. And I remember going down under the water, and my sister grabbed me and pulled me out, and she went after him and beat him up. I was just little.
This tail
beat the crap out of them, you know. And I mean, there was Indians that lived right down the street. So that's who it was. We called him Fuzzy. That was his name. But you know, he liked me. But he pushed me off my horse, and I went. I remember going down in the water. I thought, oh my God, I'm going to drown. But that's, I said, my sister Linda grabbed me and pulled me out. But she just pounded the crap out of him because none of us know how to swim. We rode around on the horses. That's what we did. We swam in the water with our horses.
Right. Right.
So, but it was, I mean, that property was creepy.
Well, and there's a lot of history here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you realize, I was just going to say something, because she mentioned Native Americans being close to her, you know, they were all over. I mean, they even had a lot of control of the cells back in the 70s. They were like,
we were close by Black Creek Falls up there. That's where we were.
Yeah.
We're right near there.
And they had more reservations back then.
We used to drive to the reservations with my dad.
Right. And I bet some
through there
don't exist anymore, do they?
No. Yeah. We used to go through there. And, you know, they were really poor. And we were really poor. Right. We didn't really have anything. We go through there and look with our mouths open, like, oh my God. You know, it's like, and my mom and dad would see how lucky you are. And what do you mean how lucky we are? What are you talking about? I mean, now, I mean, I hoard food now because we had just potatoes hardly to eat. And I mean, that's why I put myself through college with 2 degrees. I worked during the day and went to school full time at night. I thought, I'm not going to end up like this, but. That's what they drove us through there and said, you know, you kids better, well, what the heck? But our dad would take us through there. And we would go through and drive through the Indian reservations.
So they would dirt. They would use that as a deterrent, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, but I thought, you know, you two should have had kids to begin with. And they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
You know, they just
don't tell me that you're kind of like me and think your parents were a little strange.
Mm-hmm.
10 kids. They weren't prepared to have 10 kids.
I'm the youngest of 7.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I'm glad I didn't grow up in a big family.
There was a lot of hand-me-downs.
Yep.
Just me and my brother.
You wore socks with holes in them.
My mom would always sew up the holes.
So. Yep, or you fold them over in your boots.
She at least was able to sew. So.
Yeah, my mom did too. Everything was sewn up. She had a sewing machine. And that brings me to when I first had my first experience with a spirit, you might want to say. I was 6 years old. I remember coming out of my bedroom, and my mom had a sewing room up on the farm. And I was running out of the bedroom, and this spirit cut me off. I remember thinking, where did you come from? She stopped me right in my tracks. She had, you know, old period clothes on with this big hat. And I remember her outfit was lavender. She cut right in front of me. I remember looking, going, there's no, you know, where did you come from? And she just kept walking down the hallway and right through out. And I was like 6 or 7 years old. But then again, you know, I didn't have any other encounters until I was older.
Interesting.
That's the first thing I remember.
It very was, interesting.
But I just blew it off. You know, I was a little kid thinking, okay, whatever. But I remember there was creepy people up in the attic that would stick their heads out. And I was thought, what are you doing? They would open up the door and look. I remember it was a man and a woman and whatever. And, you know, and they'd shut it. But I never said anything.
That makes me wonder if maybe they used your old house before you guys were there.
I'm sure
depending on the age of the house. I wonder if they used it to hide people. You know, people that were on the lam.
Well, you never know if that happened anyway during that time with the likes of, like I said, Dillinger and Capone and them running through here and several others back during that prohibition time. They would just take over somebody's farm and hide out and, like, you know, we're going to hold your daughter.
I never said anything because I thought, well, who's going to believe me? Cops
were here. We're going to blow your, you know, yeah.
But I was just a little kid.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, well, okay, whatever. I can see you.
And I think,
well, they don't little kids can.
In the attic, you know, they stick their heads out. Three of
Joe,
them.
You gotta do something about your mic, Joe.
I don't know what to do about it.
You got to get it closer. For some reason, you're not.
I can get it right now. Give me a break. I think you're hard of hearing.
I am not.
I know I am, but I can still hear you.
When he's sitting back like this and talking, it's not picking it up. I don't know what's going on with it.
I got issues today. So give me a break.
Now it's two against one.
So Sophie, yeah. Sophia, was your mom ever... Did she ever exhibit any kind of abilities?
Oh yeah, she when us girls were older. There's six boys and or six boys. We acted like tomboys. There were six girls and four boys in my family. I'm number nine. And at one point in time, I remember I was 17 or 18, and she sat us down at the kitchen table, all of us girls at one time, and she said to us, she said, "Now I want to tell you something, girls." And we're like looking at her like, "Okay, what's going on?" Thought she was going to throw us all out of the house or something for fighting. So, I'm not kidding.
Sleep in the barn.
No, she scared us. And she said, "You know, I want to talk to you girls a minute." Okay, we're all sitting around the kitchen table. And she said, "You know, you girls, I want to tell you something." Like, okay. We're like looking at her. And then she said, "You know, your grandma had this ability, and so do I." And she said, "Some of you are going to have and some of you are not." We started laughing at her. Ha ha ha. And we're all laughing at her a lot. And then, okay, what do you mean, Mom? Well, you know, because we're Austrian. And then, okay, really, what's that? Well, some of you guys are going to be able to see people and some of you not. We continued to laugh at her. She slammed her hand down on the table. She got so mad. She got up and said, "God damn it, you." And she walked away. Oh, okay. We still kept laughing at her. Yeah, right, Mom. Yeah, right, Mom. Well, now I know better.
Now you know.
Yeah, I do know. And then she said her grandma, her mom had a crystal ball. She said it's in her closet. Well, my sister has it, the whatever. The one who doesn't want to use her ability.
Yeah.
My oldest sister.
Yeah, that's not the place for a ball. That's not the place for the crystal ball.
No,
in a closet. No,
but
it needs to be used. I guarantee you, it's crying out to be used.
Well, I have one. My husband bought me one from Amazon, but I don't need it. Those things have to be charged in a full moon.
That's yeah, but well, you don't actually need the full moon. You know how to charge them.
Yeah, you can burn a house down. You know, so you gotta watch it. But yeah,
I've had mine for quite a while.
You have to use those in a dark room too, by the way, with a dimly lit light.
Candles. I did mine with the candles. This is the one I've got.
You got to have a bigger one than that.
This is the one. This is the one I've got.
You got a stand. They're heavy. They're cut glass.
And this is actual Oscarine crystal.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, they're expensive. As I said, my husband bought me one year.
Yeah, that one wasn't cheap either.
No, not cheap. But that's what my mom said too, and hers was about this big. And my sister has it packed away somewhere.
That I think that would be about a 50 millimeter.
Yeah, mine's
50 or a 60.
Mine's pretty big like that, and it's on a stand. But the other one that she's got from my grandma is small. I mean, they're heavy.
Yeah, they're solid crystal. That's why.
Yep, but like I said, I don't need it. So
no, I when I first started, I used that, and I had everything set up. I had the sea salt. I had the candles. I had that in the center with the candles burning around. And I seen something that I didn't want to see, but
like what?
I actually seen. Well, thanks, Joe. No, I had I had broken up with my girlfriend at the time, and she was Hispanic, and she was also a witch. But I seen
white witch or
she played with both sides. She did both. But what I seen basically was her death. And not long after that, probably about 3 years or so after that, I think it was, is when she actually did die. And it was they ruled it a murder-suicide. But I know different. Because I know what I seen in the crystal.
Did she kill herself?
Nope.
Somebody killed
her? She was murdered.
Okay.
She was murdered, but it wasn't a murder-suicide. The guy that she was with was framed for it, but they, you know, he was murdered as well. So they set it up as her being killed, and then they killed him and made it look like he killed her and then shot himself.
Was she Spanish?
Yeah, she was Hispanic.
Mm-hmm. Well, getting back to this Dogman werewolf.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I saw it out here in 2015 was the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It was on my property.
That long ago.
No, that was the first time I saw it out here. It was 1:30 in the morning with that dog kind of crying, trying to get. Can you take her out, please? She's got to go. It was 1:30 in the morning. I couldn't sleep. So her and I were going to go out on the patio. We have almost an acre out here in Heartland. So I'll take her out in the back. And it was a full moon, July 14th. It was hot out. So I took her out in the back and I could see everything. And obviously at 1:30 in the morning, sometimes there's kids out yet. Neighbors are out, well, you know, whatever. And then I take her out there and I look. All of a sudden I see this thing coming across the lot line from the neighbor's yard over by mine. And I'm looking, I'm going, what is that? I thought it was some kids playing a trick on me. I thought there was two kids, you know, one piled on top of each other, you know, like they do. Yeah. And then its legs were bent like canine. And I'm thinking, what the heck is that? But it had, you know, canine legs. Its arms were down to its knees, swinging, walking upright. And I thought, what are they doing? They got a fur coat on? Look at it. I'm like, I want to go over there and grab it and take those kids back to their mamas. I'm like, okay. So Bella and I are down. We have a 3-tier deck. So I'm standing there. Bella's beside me. Can't move. Neither one of us could move. So I'm watching it, walking along, and it's about 7 feet tall. And I'm looking at it more, and I realize this thing's got a hairy chest. That's what I'm thinking. You get a fur coat on. Boy, you guys must be hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, what the heck? Yeah, those aren't our kids. As soon as it's getting closer to me, the thing must have been maybe 70 feet away from me. And it just keeps walking along the lot line, and keeps just strolling one pattern, keeps walking along the trees. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to say, what are you doing? And Bella and I can't move. We tried moving. I'm stuck. Like somebody put, you know, glue on the bottom of our feet. I'm barefoot. I got a
like,
long.
Like you were mesmerized.
Yeah. Like all of a sudden I feel like I'm vibrating.
Hmm.
I'm going to say, what are you doing? Couldn't get the words out. This thing is still coming along the lot line. And as soon as I'm going to try to say, what are you doing? This thing gets between the two property lines, turns and looks at me, and has a little dog face, little nose, and little ears. I'm like, what the heck is that? Looked right at me, but it had big, broad shoulders. Mm-hmm. Just turned and looked at me, and I knew it read my mind. Obviously, you know, I'm a twin. My twin and I had telepathy. I knew it read my mind. I could tell. I knew it read my mind what I was going to say. So then I turned and walked down between the two properties and watched it walk away. I could tell because it, you know, it's muscular. We had horses. We used to run up on the horses and put our hand on their rump. Boom, away we go. We didn't even use a bridle or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the thing walk away. As soon as that thing was gone, Bella and I could move. I picked her up and almost fell backwards, went into the house. I said to my husband, I said, you're not going to believe what I saw. He says, probably not. Oh, I locked that patio door. As I wanted to tell him this, he goes, go back to bed. I said, I can't sleep. I shut the blinds over there, looked around through all the blinds out here to see if that thing was going to come. You know, who knows? I said, I'm calling the police. He says, you better not. He says, they're going to think you're nuts. I said, Jeff, I'm the sanest person out here. Oh, I couldn't sleep. Dog went under the bed for 3 days. She wouldn't come out.
Wow.
And then I get online.
Really freaked her out.
Yeah, freaked her out. Freaked me out. I'm just like, what the heck was that? And before I forgot what it looked like, I drew a picture of it. Stop whining. So I called the police the next day. One of the officers says to me, why didn't you call me? I'm like, well, what were you going to do? And then he tells me the lady down here in the 1100 block filed a police report too. It was looking in her kitchen window.
Hmm.
Looking in her kitchen window. So I did see what I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
not the only one.
You know, sometimes the paralysis so like that is sometimes, you know, people report that when they see aliens or experience what they believe is an alien as well. Are you sure it wasn't alien of origin?
No. No.
Okay.
You know, and I thought, well, I report this or not. And then, you know, and you don't want to feel like an idiot. First off, you know, I'm a pastor and I thought, man, but you know, then growing up, like I said, up there. Yeah. This stuff too does exist.
Mm-hmm.
You better believe it does. These creatures existed way back when.
Well,
I'm out in the country.
I've always said that most legends and myths are based on a truth.
They have to be.
Well, anything's possible.
Where else are they going to get it from?
Well, I mean, look at what we've got going. I mean, you have these legends of the werewolves and the legends of the vampires and you know the cryptids, all the different cryptids that have been over the years, like Loch Ness. Loch Ness has been talked about for centuries.
Oh, we got our own version here in Wisconsin, though.
Who's that? Who's that?
Pepe. It's called Pepe. It's over in Lake Pepin. Lake Pepin is one of the four lakes that's on the Mississippi River.
Do you know Devil's Lake has a creature in it too?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Supposedly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But yep. that's kind of strange because Devil's Lake is actually man-made. It used to be a quarry.
Something got in there. You can see the picture of it. It's big.
Yeah.
People won't be swimming in it anymore.
It's just that it's really weird, though.
It's big.
Where is all this stuff coming from? You know, that's what I've
been. One in Lake Mendota, I'd like to understand that one myself, and I don't get it.
Some people actually say that it could be a misidentification.
Oh, no.
Because sturgeons are really big fish, and they do break.
This one is huge, though.
They do break the surface of the water.
Yeah, they get pretty big. They're like they're considered
sturgeon are ugly too. I used to fish
for a long time.
I used to fish. I did.
I know. I know sturgeon.
I think in Wisconsin that grew up here fished at one time.
Yeah.
I hate fishing, but I did go with my dad a lot.
It's kind of fun when you hook them on. They put up a fight.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. My favorite is my favorite fishing is fishing for catfish.
Ew. You get stung by those suckers. Got to put a glove on to get them off. There, or smash them on something.
Nope. Barehanded.
Oh God, good luck. So that
I just know how to grab them.
That was the first time I saw this thing. So I Googled it, dog man, because I didn't know what it was, and there it popped up. So.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Tom, Michelle, Lisa. We're not ignoring you. We know you guys are there. That was the first time I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Linda Godfrey came out. And she came out right away.
Yeah.
And she tried to stomp up and down and see, kind of see what how much this thing weighed. Because I didn't know what she was doing. And I had no clue what. Then I find out she's writing books on it and stuff like that. So then we took pictures of it and we had pictures of the footprints that were out there. And now, since this thing walked under that tree out there, the tree killed the tree. We figured it was about 7 feet tall, between 700 and 1,000 pounds.
Wow.
That's quite large.
Yep, it's large.
A lot of muscle there.
That's what I said. I could tell it by the shape of the rear end and the legs. It had a lot of muscle. Obviously, that's what this thing was doing, was walking upright.
Mm-hmm.
So she wrote about it in one of her books, and she called me Susan, because I thought, I don't want anybody out here on my property. What? You know how people get kind of creepy.
Oh, I know.
Well, yeah,
I know.
It's what she did with
it's much bigger.
Mr. Lee Hample as well in one of her books.
Yeah. But that's what I said. That's the first time I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably a year and a half after that, you know, I've got two autistic kids, and lucky me. I said, God gives you something for a reason, doesn't he? And learned a lot about it, trained a lot of other people regarding that. And my daughter will come up to me and say, Mom, there's a monster in the bushes. Well, you know, being a mama bear, I said, I'm going to go out there and beat it. So you know what? And I'd hug her. And then in the summer, about a year and a half later, here I look, and I have bearded irises in front of my daughter's window. Mm-hmm. And look, here, this big footprint is right in front of her window. Killed the bearded irises. Just killed it. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So here my daughter Heather was telling me. Yep, there it was. That's the one that's on the Josh Gates show that they use, that footprint. Just killed, again, killed the plants. Stepped in it and killed it right in the middle of it. So he must have been, it must have been looking in her window.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. They're, you know, they're humanoid animals. They're
curious. Gonna
be curious.
Mm-hmm. But as I mentioned before, that woman down here in the 1100 block said it was looking in her kitchen window. She reported mm-hmm. it to the police.
Right. Yep. Curious. It's probably mm-hmm. wanting to see what was inside.
What are you about? We want to see what they're about. They want to see what mm-hmm. we're about.
Now, is this the werewolf or the Bigfoot that she's seen? Or are they actually being thought of as the same?
That was a werewolf print because it had three toes and a heel. You can see the print.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we've got prints from out at Lee's property. He sent us a picture he took, and it's actually five toes and seven pads.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got five toes on it. It's got the heel pad, and then there's a center pad. And I don't know of any actual predator that has five toes and two, you know, the heel pad and the center pad.
Pretty weird.
DNR tried to tell him it was a double tap, but if you look at it, you can clearly see that it was a single print.
You know, sometimes they're going to tell you that to try to ease your mind. Well, you know, we had a black bear out here 2 years
ago. I believe it.
It went right on my patio, and my husband's like, notice. And I said, you know what you're talking about. I called the DNR, snapped a picture, and sent it to him. The guy said, yeah, that's a black bear. I knew mm-hmm. what it was. Right on my patio. My husband's like, no. I said, I'm not listening to you. Don't even try it. Oh, Mr. Big Hunter. Right. Uh-huh.
So after your experiences of seeing these creatures in your backyard, have you thought about putting up security cameras to see if you can catch anything?
I put up more, but that wasn't the last time. It was one more time after that. It was in, I think, a year and a half after that in the winter. I have a service door over here, and there's big evergreens on the side, and mm-hmm. it was October. And I let my little, where'd she go? Oh, in her bed, the little whiner out. And she's laying down now. She wants to be held. I let her out. And it was getting cold out. And the neighbor's trees are evergreens right here, like I said. And that's when they show it on the Josh Gage. So when they pull up in the Jeep, the evergreens are right here. And I just let her out. And I didn't want to go outside because it was cold. So I look, here it is standing up. Upright like this, standing there looking at me, but I could tell it was an older one. It had a longer snout and its fur was mangy. And it growled at me. It was standing upright when I let Isabella out. She ran out and I said, get in here. And she ran right back in the house. And I shut the door. And I come in and I told Jeff, I said, there's one out there in the bushes. And he just looks at me. I said, okay, whatever. Really? But it was standing upright. But obviously I can tell the difference from growing up on a farm. This one was much older.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell because its stature was smaller. You know, obviously when people get older, they get smaller and they shrink.
Right.
The first one I saw was bigger. Bigger and more muscular. But like right. I said, the second one was smaller.
And not as muscular?
No. Nope. It was like this, standing in the bushes and looking at me. So
the hair color, were you able to see the hair color?
Yeah, the hair color was like a lighter gray. And it was, you could see it was falling out in patches.
Almost like mange.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I said, like mange.
Hmm.
Really strange, mm-hmm. but it had a longer nose.
Oh, yeah. It is really strange.
So I got a question for you.
Hi, Virgil. Virgil's from France.
Oh.
No, hi, Virgil.
Yeah. Nice to see you, Virgil.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
When Linda made her trip there,
yep.
the second time, it looks like, from what I'm reading. She brought Jay. Oh, how do you pronounce his name?
I don't know. She just introduced him as Jay.
Yeah, Finding Jay.
Yeah,
it's all about. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Molly has a question.
Do you look at Linda's blog in particular about what she had to say about your residence and the pictures and stuff that she's posted? So,
Hey, Joe, what was that?
I was looking at Linda's blog on the Heartland incident, and it's mostly your resident and your story and so on and so forth with the pictures.
Yep. Molly's got a question. No, there's
read it, Joe.
Molly, there's more than one. There's more than one out here. I don't think it's the same one. There's a couple of different ones. The first one, like I said, was younger, and the second one that I saw was older.
So would you think that maybe they were of the same family, though?
No. That's a feeling I got there from different different households.
Different packs.
Yeah. But people have asked me, do you think it's a human turning into a werewolf?
Yeah. What do you think of that then?
I possibly think it could be because it keeps coming around me. I think it's somebody that might know me, you know, like a neighbor. It's possible.
Neighbor, friend.
Yeah.
Family member.
Very possible, because one of the neighbors that I just met down here, she said she saw a black wolf, a big one, running down the street in the middle of the road.
Now, surprised me. She said wolf. Now, is like actual wolf itself?
Black
or? Wolf.
She said big black wolf.
First she told me that it was upright, walking upright. Then she recanted when I said, well, can I have you talked to somebody about this? Then she said, no, it's walking on all four. I said, Melanie, knock it off.
That's
really?
Not unusual.
Well, she said, I had a few drinks. I said, so what?
Well,
you saw what you saw, didn't you? I'm not going to talk to anybody. I said, oh, really?
It's kind of interesting how even people who have had a few drinks start to get a little tipsy from them. I when said, they say cool. Something like that, it kind of sobers them up.
She said, I saw this wolf. She said, and I know it was on 2 feet. Then it went down on all four. I said, so you know what you saw, don't you? She said, yeah, I do. She said, but I'm not telling anybody else. Because she said to me, she goes, yeah, you're that woman that's on TV, aren't you? I go, yeah. She goes, come here, I want to talk to you. She goes, I'm not repeating it to anybody else. I go, I was like you. I said, Melanie asked me if I give a crap what anybody thinks. I know what I saw. And that's what Linda named her book. I know what I saw. Linda goes, can I use that title? I go right ahead.
I mean, you know.
I said, that's not my trademark.
Just goes to, like we said at the beginning, you got to keep an open mind, you know, and
you do,
and realize that anything's possible, you know.
Okay, Ray said they have a Ray, Bigfoot on
Ray's
their
from Austin, and he says they got a Bigfoot on their property. Here.
Yeah, I had one over here too, Ray. That was in Memorial Day weekend. I was out on the berm, and it smelled like garbage. And I was like, I was just about ready to puke, and I'm like, what is that? And I went around the corner this year, and here I look, and I find a big footprint. And when I went down to Elkhorn this year to give that speech, I took a picture first, then I circled it in white of the big footprint. So, you know, there's a lot of activity on my property out here. And this was Indian land. Mm-hmm. I had to look that up because I don't know if I should go into that now, but it was like... as I mentioned, my two kids are autistic, and with autism, my daughter used to get up for a couple hours in the middle of the night and then go back to bed. Well, one morning I was sleeping in it with her and turn around and look at 9:30. Here, there's an Indian in the bedroom, and I could have reached out and touched him. and he had on a white outfit and the tie, and he was cross-eyed. I'm like, what? I said, get out of here. So, for my daughter sees him.
Boy, that one was as recent as last week.
Nice.
And then I'm like, why did he come to me? So then I look it up. Sure enough, there was two Indian tribes out here. So that was back in probably 1858. But Heartland wasn't always named Heartland. It was Hershey. So then Hershey thought he could get the two tribes to stop fighting and trading with each other. So then here comes along a guy by the name of Heartland. So Heartland inevitably stole the property from Hershey and renamed it Heartland. So the, what do you call it? The Historical Society didn't even have that information at all. So I went and printed it out and gave it to him. I was really surprised. I thought, yeah, that's why you appeared to me.
Yeah, could have very well been.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting in some of these smaller towns and stuff. There's a lot of interesting, dark history, unfortunately.
So Ray said his wife saw the Bigfoot, too.
Last week.
Yeah.
He says she didn't believe until she's seen it.
They don't. And that's like my husband, too. I could just slap him upside the head. Which I already have.
Is your husband the type that has to have the proof almost in hand?
No, even if you give him the proof, he still won't believe it. And that's why I was telling you guys, I caught a aberration on my camera last night here in the house. And I showed it to my husband. I said, you got to look at this. You know, I, being a psychic medium, I naturally see things and feel things. And I said to Jeff before he went to work, I said, look at this. You got to see this. You know, you got to give people sometimes concrete proof. It's right in front of their face. You know, look. And I showed him, I said, look at Jeff, look. It was only 29 seconds long. And I caught it on the camera. First, it was over here. I could see like little faded sparkles. And then something popped over by the fireplace and whoop, right in front of the camera. And then she was a full aberration, white feature of a woman, older woman, and she walked into our bedroom. And I showed Jeff. And then I said to him, look at this. I said, what do you think of that? And then he says, you know, he said, I don't want to believe. I said, why? He said, because I can't see like you can. He said, I don't want to know. Oh, really? Because I can't see it like you can. He said, and if I can't see it like you can, he said, I don't know what's there. I'm having a third.
That's probably, he's probably just.
What was that?
Protecting. I think Joe did something over here.
Yeah, I'm guilty.
Joe, knock it off.
No, the way you're explaining your husband, so he sounds like he's kind of trying to protect himself from having any kind of a shock or anything that might happen.
It is. And, you know, like I said, coming from a family of 10, there's four of us that have the ability that kind of use it. Mm-hmm. And my one sister has it too, but she does the same thing. She doesn't want to know.
I don't quite understand why people don't want to know. I mean, I've all my life I've been inquisitive. I've always wanted to know.
There's just certain things that sometimes people don't want to know.
She blocks a lot of stuff out. Even from like our childhood, she blocked a lot of stuff out. I'm like, don't you remember this? Don't you remember that? Because we didn't have the best childhood. I'm like, Jeannie, you were there.
You know.
I don't remember that. Yeah, well, you have selective memory. That's what I call it, or selective hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mom. She's regressing.
Well, my mom is, because she's got Alzheimer's, but I'm like, Jeannie, just like my mom.
No, your sister, she's regressing. Yeah. She's holding it in, hiding it away.
Because you don't want to know.
It's things she doesn't want to remember.
That's right. She don't want to remember.
You know, and the whole thing is, the way I see it is, people who've had a bad childhood or people who've had a rough life, they're the ones, if they embrace what they've went through. They're it's the ones that are going to be extremely strong, and they're going to be better for it. The ones that hide away from it, to me, the way I see it is they're the ones that
she can't
always seem to want help
stress.
With.
It. She can't handle any kind of stress. Everything gets dumped on me. I'm the ninth one, and everything gets dumped on me. I'll tell you.
So, do you feel like you had to be the strong one of the family then?
I always am. Even when our dad died, he had to be flown in from California. I had to bury him. No one else did it. No one helped me. Anything goes wrong in the family, I got to take care of it.
And
not right.
When my mom passed away, my oldest sister decided that she was going to take over everything and not talk to any of us about it. She never said a ding word. She showed up, went down to the courthouse, got power of attorney over dad and what was left. Never discussed it with any of us. I didn't know about it until after I got out there.
Yeah, Ray's right. Some people are afraid of the truth. That's right. But you know, just like my mom,
she's it is true. Yes.
I had to go put her into a nursing home, like I said, this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in assisted living. She should have been there over a year ago. And I took power of attorney away from my sister. It's like, Jeannie, you better wake up.
Sometimes that has to be done.
Well, she acts like my mom's okay yet. No, she's not. She doesn't even know where she is 80% of the time. I have to go over there and feed her.
Yeah.
Really? And she's been going out for the last year and a half and feeding my mom every day. She should have been there over a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Both my parents are gone.
So are mine. My mom passed.
I got screwed over because I had a wicked stepmother. Yeah. God, I hope if she ever
passes. You know what? When they're wicked, they're going to pay for it, Joe.
Anyway, yeah, I hope.
Karma's but she never tried to give him a poison apple.
Yeah.
He just tried other ways.
And my mom, I just, when my mom went, I had a hard
time. Ray wants to join the podcast.
I had a very hard time when my mom passed away because my mom and I were close. You know, I mean, who else is going to turn around when you're driving her around because she can't drive? She's never driven, never got a license. So
it's hard.
I was the chauffeur. I was the oldest. I was the chauffeur. And I had the most flexible work schedule because after I had leukemia, I was a cab driver for 4 years. So I was able to take my mom anywhere she wanted to go, anytime she wanted to go there. So I took her around. One day she just looks over to me and she's like, you know, you kind of look like Charles Manson. And it's like, yeah, well, thanks a lot, Mom. You know, and I've used it as a joke ever since then. But my mom and I were close. She was my rock. You know, my dad was just an alcoholic that knew me, kind of.
Yeah, mine was too. It's horrible because it destroys families.
Well, I had a great stepfather, though. I had a great stepfather. He was married to my mom for 25 plus years, and you knew damn well he loved her. He was a great role model and the most honest man I had ever met in my entire life. Yeah.
That's really good to hear.
And Mark will tell you I'm not full of shit on that one because Mark knew him pretty well, too.
That's really good. You know, I was down at that Elkhorn conference.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, whatever it was. And yeah, there was a family.
We weren't going to pay the $45 to go, or we kind of felt kind of a slap in the face because we didn't get asked. And plus, after we were known about it and they had last minute cancels, we still weren't asked. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
No, I don't blame you.
To Bray Road for 2 years now.
I didn't get it either, why ticket sales were cut either, why they couldn't purchase tickets continually.
Well, it doesn't matter to me. I had more fun at the Milwaukee Paranormal Conference than anything else. And that
I didn't even know about that one. But my time was cut short too. Shouldn't have been. But there was a family there two girls and a mother and a friend came along, and they kind of rushed me after I got off the stage. And the mother said one of the daughters couldn't look at me, that I had a white aura. And somebody bumping in.
I'm doing that already, Mark. Don't worry about it.
Fine.
And I had to look it up. It was for somebody. Sorry. Usually white auras are for babies.
Mm-hmm.
And mediums. And the mother said, my daughter can't look at you. She said, your aura was so bright and your face was so white. And I'm like, really? But I gave them kind of a reading that they were there. They lost their dad to diabetes. And I told them they lost their dad to diabetes. And the mother said, nobody knew that. I said, well, I do. So I hope the two daughters are doing better. The one daughter was standing there crying. I said, well, your dad's right behind you. He's telling you not to cry. She contacted me after that by phone. The daughter. Yep, be strong. That's what I said. Be strong.
Yeah.
I said, your dad isn't much of a talker. Nope. They confirmed that, which is, you know, kind of weird. It is. It's kind of weird. I mean, people ask me how things come to me. And they compare it to that, what is that person, that Teresa Caputo or whatever it is. And it,
Long Island medium,
yeah, whatever she is. And it's like when I moved out to here by my husband 10 years ago, and I kept saying to Jeff, I said, there was a kid that would walk up through the basement and up through the living room and down the hallway, and I could see like a little video clip, you know, over here. And he had just gotten a Mustang for his graduation gift. Mm-hmm. And with two other kids. And I said that he looks like a wrestler because he had broad shoulders and jeans on, and he had that 70s hairdo cut where it was across their forehead and a mustache, and he was with two other friends. They were driving in a car down like a hairpin turn road, and they were all driving and got in an accident in the car. And this kid was coming through the living room, and he didn't know he was deceased. But I said to Jeff, I said, the name is Mike or Mark. I said, I can see him. He kept walking through the living room. My husband's like, you can see that? I said, yeah, I can see him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just strange. He repeatedly kept walking through the living room. It kind of freaked me out. I'm like, what the heck is that?
But I can see that.
So, what, Joe?
I can see that happening, you know.
Yeah.
You know, just a tragic quick event like that.
Yeah, it's strange. It's really strange.
It takes time.
So do you think it was repetitive or an intelligent?
It was repetitive. I mean, it just kept happening and happening and happening. I had to cleanse the house to get rid of it.
So it's basically repetitive. It was really strange. There was no interaction, right?
Residual energy.
Yeah, residual.
No, I mean, I couldn't stop it. I tried to stop him and talk to him, and he walked right through me.
Oh. Yeah, it could have been a moment in his life, like just, in fact, it could have been the moment that what he did, it could have been what he did prior to getting into that car to leave for the night or for that day.
Yeah, I mean,
that could have been exactly what it was.
Yeah, but that was 30 years ago that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obviously near here somewhere. As I said to my husband, I said, do you know what I'm talking about? I said, I can see the big tree. I said, I explained to Jeff where it was. I said, it's out here somewhere. I mean, it's strange.
So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's other things that I see too. I mean, I mean, you guys are familiar with imps, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen an imp already. That's the last thing you want to see. I discussed that with you before. I mean, it's a creepy little thing. He popped up beside my dresser. They're 2 feet tall. And I just turned around and looked the other way. He smiled at me.
Yeah, Fey World.
Yeah. Real strange.
Those are the ones. Those are the ones that I want to catch.
You want to catch them?
Yeah, I want to catch it.
No, I don't think you want to catch those. They want to catch you. They want to take your soul.
They'd have a hell of a time taking mine.
Marking at a soul.
Jeez. No, I mean, after I saw it here in the bedroom one morning, I went and I left. And I knew who brought it over here. And I made her come here with me to get rid of it. Nope. I mean, I left her and I left.
They really like negative energy, don't they?
That's what they thrive on. Yeah, and that's how they develop. Is somebody being constantly negative, negative, negative. And I knew where it came from. And I went and got my sister. I said, you brought it to my house. You're coming with me to get rid of it. you get over here. You're coming back to my house and you're helping me get rid of it. Because it came from one of my other sisters. That's how it got to my house. Nope. We had to double gang it and get rid of it. We had to use holy water, open up one window in the house, and then start in the basement and literally tell it and command you to leave. Two of us had to do it, and I put crosses in every single door frame and window to get rid of this thing.
That's interesting what Virgil just put. It says, in France, someone have leave a comment explaining if you see red eyes on werewolf, it's an alpha male. And explain have scar to have 27 years old. Because something happened for him to this age. Also known, know a place inside a mountain where werewolf group go.
Hey, Virgil, I didn't think you had werewolves over there.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah, they do. I didn't think they did. Some of those.
No, that's where most of the legends come from, is really over in that area.
They've been talking to Virgil.
Places.
He wants to come over here.
Back to France.
Yeah, I think Virgil's the one that may have contacted Joe once, because we were talking about the Beast of Bray Road as well. And then I think he's trying to do a documentary as well because he said they really, really like werewolves over there.
Right.
That's Virgil.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Thought that was him.
Yeah. He wants to come over here. Yep.
Yeah, he was saying that. Yeah.
I'm sure someday he will.
We're still working on our Bray Road footage. It's going to take some time yet. There's a lot to go through.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were. We've got 8 hours plus of just interview footage with Lee Hample on his property.
Yep. And then we have
touring his property. And then we've got another 8+ hours of an overnight investigation. That was very interesting, where we had a gentleman by the name of Dale Kazmarek along for the ride.
A friend of ours out of Illinois. He's been a guest on our show as well.
Mentor out of Illinois, I would call him. He's been on our show quite a few times.
Yeah.
He's bailed us out too by being a last minute guest. But anyway, he joined us that night. It started at probably about 6-7 o'clock at night. We got there and we left at about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oof.
And we were going to stay longer, but we kind of got chased out because we had to put all our equipment, pack it up super quick to keep it from getting damaged by moisture, because the fog rolled in super fast, you know, and super thick, like nothing I've ever seen before.
Yep.
And I'm a native. I've lived here all my life. And by the time we got all our equipment packed up, which wasn't more than 5 minutes, and in the cars, we come back to do a last minute check through with flashlights, and all the fog was gone just as quick as it came in.
Interesting.
It's like the fog chased us out of there, wanted us gone. But it was only like, what, probably
something was, wasn't it? Something was chasing you.
Well, it was also a couple hours before that. I haven't reviewed the footage yet. Like I said, we've got a lot of footage to go through. Mm-hmm. But what happened was, is Dale and I were standing there with his thermal camera, which had a bigger screen than mine. And we caught an upright, something bipedal upright in the cornfield. Okay. We had an eye on it. You could hear us talking about it on the audio footage and all of this. Meanwhile, during this same time we were looking at this, Mark was walking off into the hayfield part of it.
And I was walking next to the cornfield down towards
on the property.
Towards the far end. I was headed down.
So at this point, Mark was out of earshot. He didn't hear us at all. Okay. And we're getting a fix on this. We're kind of trying to move again to see if there's more than one. And we get back. And eventually, we couldn't find it anymore. It was gone. And you can hear Dale and I talking. Well, maybe it followed Mark through the cornfield.
He wanted to eat one of you two.
When Mark got back, that's the first thing he said to us was he thinks something was following him in the cornfield.
Mm-hmm. And I've actually got on my own audio, because I had my voice recorder and my camera and my body camera going at the same time. I was filming as I was walking, and I've got it to where I'm actually calling whatever it is out of the cornfield, telling it I can hear it there. I know it's there. It should just come out and talk to me.
He got some cojones to call a beast out. I tell you what.
I'm not afraid of things. No, I've seen way too much in my lifetime to be afraid anymore.
Well, that's what people ask me too. Aren't you afraid of spirits and stuff like that? It's like, no, because that's all I know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything else.
Now, remember earlier I told you I dated a Hispanic woman who is a witch, right?
Yeah.
Her and I got in an argument. She was staying with me at my parents' house, and we lived out in the country. The nearest neighbor was like a quarter mile away, except for my brother who lived next door.
Wait a minute. Back up. There's actual country out in California.
Out in the middle of nowhere. It's all farmland out there. But each block is a mile. It's a mile long block. Each one. So anyway, we got in an argument. This is about 1:30 in the morning.
It's about 3.
I'm like, you know, I don't want to deal with this right now. So to cool off, and it was a nice cool evening. It was kind of a late summer, and it was actually a nice cool evening. So to cool off, I stepped out the front door and sat down on the front step. And it was a very well lit, because it was a bright moon night that night. Off to my right, where my brother's trailer was, which I actually bought later on in life, there was this big, really big pine tree. It stood about 12, 13 feet tall. And I'm sitting there, and I am just stewing. Just absolute stewing. And I'm trying to calm down, trying to get my mind straight. And to my right, out of the corner of my eye, I see the shape of the tree. It started changing shape. So I turned and I looked and I watched, and it wasn't the tree. It was the shadow that was like enormous, just rising up out of the ground, and it literally blotted out the tree. I could not see through this shadow, but it was a shadow figure, and it stood taller than the tree itself.
Yep.
I very calmly I stood up. I said, I get it. This is exactly what I did. I looked at it. I said, I get it.
I'm out of here.
I turned around. I walked inside, closed the door. I didn't slam the door or anything. I closed it, locked it, went back into my bedroom and laid down on the bed right next to her. And she said, I looked like I'd seen
something.
And I'm like, I'm like, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I've got one on video from about a month ago. A shadow person out here on my property.
Cool.
I didn't know what was going on at first. My cameras kept going off on the patio. And it looked, we have a pergola out there. And then it looked like a ball of white light above the pergola. There's no trees or anything above it, obviously. And then it extended out over the pergola as a dark black mass,
mm-hmm.
way out into the yard. I think I sent you that video, Mark.
No, I didn't see a video come through. If you sent it through Messenger.
But it was way out into the yard, and it kept just moving as a mass together. And I just watched it for the longest time. I wasn't going to, but I took my BB gun. Well, I live in the country.
Are you a provoker too?
You know what? Because people are going to say, well, what do you think it was? You know, because sometimes it's a spider web, right?
Yeah.
Amplified, right? So I took my BB gun and shot at it. I got a CO2 cartridge in the thing. So I'm boom, boom, boom.
That didn't work. Man.
So I thought next could be my bat. I have a bat at every door out here. So, no.
That is interesting. That is very interesting.
I proved my point, didn't I?
Yeah. No, definitely.
So it's on my camera.
That sounds like fun. I need to invest in a BB gun now.
It's on my phone, and then you can go back and watch the clip, you know, because it takes short clips of it. So then I took it and I recorded it onto my phone so I could find it anywhere. And sure enough, I just stood and watched it for the longest time. It's like, what the heck is that? I thought, this is the first time I've seen, because it just kept moving. You know, I had a ball of light right here.
Wow.
But, you know, after that crew came out here and recorded for Josh Gates' show for the Expedition X,
mm-hmm.
there was a roadie. I discussed this with you guys before, but I'll share it with everybody else. The roadie, you know, they're the lowest on the totem pole.
Oh, yeah.
They're just extras. And the guy who does the computer graphics came up and he wanted me to do some other stand-ins to make it dark and da-da-da-da-da. He came up and said, Sophia, I need you to stand here so we can do some computer graphics. He goes, well, this guy back here doesn't think you're a psychic. I go, really? I go, so what do you want to know? So he goes, I want you to guess where we're from originally. He goes, we're transplants to California. I go, okay. So the guy's standing back here. I go, what do you want to know? He goes, I want you to guess we're originally from, him and I both. And I go, really? And I go, okay, give me a minute. I go, okay, you're from Riverside. And the cameraman, I go, okay, you're from Santa Fe originally. I go, am I right? And the cameraman goes, yeah, you hit us both on the head. And then the cameraman goes, out of 92 counties, he goes, she picked it. I go, oh, how do you like that? You know, he goes, now you're going to shut up. That's what he says. I'm like, oh, geez. But after they left here, that next night, we have a strip of property on the left-hand side of the driveway. Mm-hmm. And I got a camera pointing down the driveway, a security camera. I showed Jeff, my husband. I said, look at this. From that guy, I believe being negative. You know, negative energy does something, like, you know, usually creates a poltergeist. And I showed my husband, I said, look at this. There was I don't know how big the range was, like the end of the property, that piece of property there. It was a black shadow moving back and forth, but it wouldn't come up any further. This guy, I believe, created that thing.
It's a possibility. Depending on how negative a person is, that they tend to feed into the types of spirits that like that and the types of creatures that like that.
But it was black. You could see it. And it just kept moving and moving back and forth. I still have it somewhere on my phone, but it was pretty dense black. Mm-hmm. And I showed Jeff, and Jeff goes, what the hell is that? I said, can you see it? Can you see it? Jeff goes, yeah, I see it. I said, look at that. I said, that's there from when that crew was here. I said, and I think I know who left it here. It was really strange. I mean, it was obvious. I mean, it was really thick, and the thing just kept like lurking and moving back and forth right by the end of the road.
It was probably trying to decide whether it had a chance if it walked up to the house.
Well, I think it knew that I saw it.
That's a possibility, too.
Mm-hmm. Because my husband, that was the only time that he would acknowledge that he saw something, my husband. It was on a camera, you know? But it was just really strange. The thing would just move back and forth, but it wouldn't come onto the property. I mean, it was on the end of the, you know, where you have like, where the water runs through.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a little bit further in on our property. It wouldn't hardly come further up onto the property.
Hmm.
It was really weird.
I know that some entities have to have permission to
yeah, enter. You have to invite them.
Yeah.
You have to invite them up onto the property. That's like my brother. He's got a problem with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the hospital 2 years ago, and I stayed by his bedside, and he had a 5% chance of pulling through. He had a tube in his throat. And he pulled through.
Intubated.
He better change his ways. Well, you know, 6 months later, he's right at it. But he, you know, goes to bed late too, like some of us do. And then he would hear a knock at the door, 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, dumb SOB, come on in. I said, what are you doing? I'm like, you get a second chance at life. Change your attitude. I said, he opened the door. There's nobody there. And I said, don't you know what that is? No, you don't know what that is. That's the Grim Reaper.
Yep. It's death knocking.
Yeah. Death door is knocking at for you.
Mm-hmm.
Coming for you. His face turned white.
Yeah.
Turned pure white, and he sat down.
Yeah, that one's not my favorite subject.
I know, Joe.
I mean, I knew what it was right away. I said, what are you doing? 3 o'clock in the morning? Ooh, that's the witching hour. What's wrong with you? Oh,
yep. Between 1 and 4. That's your time.
Yeah. I mean,
whenever the dark spirits like to play.
They sure do. I just,
I know all that because of the woman that I used to date, you know, the witch. She taught me a few things. She wouldn't teach me a lot of she wouldn't even hardly teach me any of the black magic, but she did teach me a lot of the other stuff. The black magic, she said, it's not for me. She says she didn't want me to do it because she didn't want me to become. She didn't want me to go the wrong direction in life. That was one of the reasons behind her not teaching.
Where it's on.
What's that? I didn't catch that. What was that?
The wrong direction in life.
Yeah, and I'm trying to find the right words to say it. You know,
should I spell it? H-E-L-L? We're all adults, most of us here, I think.
Well, I have a theory on H-E double hockey sticks. I actually feel that every single one of us experiences our own kind of hell. And we live it in our lives, and that's how we learn.
Whether it's imposed by other people, you mean, too.
So when somebody, when I walk into church, you if I walk into a church, you believe in spontaneous combustion.
Yep.
yeah, Joe. We all know.
Well, that's
you're a vampire.
No, that's right. I'm gonna live forever.
And yeah. Tom, like Bill and Ted too.
Yep. And I told my brother, I said, you've done so much wrong in your life. I said, No, he's like, repent. I said, really? You're 62 years old. Now you know you're worried about that after everything you've done? And I said, good luck. You know, I said, you know, I'll bring a cross and put it around your neck. Then my sister and I had to go cleanse that house over there. Oh, my God. I said, I don't know what you're going to do. I said, number one, you don't have a conscience. Some of the things you've done. I mean, he'd put knives through people's hands.
Good Lord.
No kidding. That's just an example. I said, you're on your own. I said, I'll put some crosses around your doors. But you know what? We all know where you're going.
Yeah. I'm not a very religious person. Never.
You're right.
Not a very religious person. Never have been.
Well, I have been because of what my ability is. I see things.
Yeah.
And I can tell it. If somebody stands in front of me and tells me something, I can tell when they're lying.
She's a human lie detector.
Like a person up the street up there.
So she can tell you if you're a bullshit artist or not.
Yeah. You're lying to me. I'm going to call you out on it. I just told someone to knock it off. Straighten up. You're with somebody and you're cheating on them?
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Oh, yeah. Knock it off.
I should talk. I used to do that all the time.
I have never been that way.
Well, then why are you with somebody?
Huh?
Then why are they with somebody? Knock it off.
I don't know.
That's not right.
See, I don't do that anymore.
No, I have never done that.
That's hurtful.
When I commit myself to someone, that's the person that I'm with until they're tired of me.
That's not right. If you're going to do it, tell them.
I did.
Well, I told this person, I said, I know what you're doing. I can see it. Are you trying to hide it from me? I barely know her. I said, I can see what you're doing.
But me and my wife, we've been together 14 years now. Nothing's going to change.
Well, I was married the first time for 20 years. I never did anything there. And I've been married to him for 10 years now, going on 11. I don't believe in that.
I've got it too good. I mean, we get along too good.
I guess the reason why you get married or you live with somebody. If you're going to do something, get out.
We're like best friends. So it's, you know, it's an unbreakable bond. So there's nothing that's coming between us.
Get over here. Come here.
She got her hands full with that little puppy.
She wants.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's doing. She runs away from me now. She's by the door.
Dogs are fun.
I'll text my husband, tell him to come get her.
Dogs are fun.
Yeah. Can you hear her?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, it's fine.
We've had shows where my dog has been extremely vocal and wanting to get her 2 cents in.
Can you hear her?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I've been taking care of my mom, you know. Just put her into a nursing home. I think I was telling you that guy's at, and I brought her stuff here, and they said I've been hearing knocking in the basement. Our basement's finished. They put her stuff in a storage area.
Yeah.
It's just creepy.
So is all this stuff, is some of this stuff used items that she purchased, like at yard sales or swap meets, or
stuff that she bought. It's stuff that my two other sisters brought over there. And then my husband and I had to get it out of there because she was in a so-called assisted living facility. And then I took the liberty of putting my mother into the nursing section. So this assisted living room was full, packed full. So we had to take his vehicle and mine and load it up and get it out of there because the nursing facility that she's in now is a small bedroom, maybe 9x9. And we loaded 25 boxes up out of that room.
That that's not very big.
No.
Yeah.
My sister had that room packed full of stuff.
That's crazy.
Three lamps in there, a long sofa table. A sofa was in there. I mean, I couldn't believe my husband got that much stuff out of there. Probably 6-7 prints on the wall, a clock on the wall, a floor lamp, two other lamps, a secretarial chair, a table, and two chairs, side chairs. I mean, all kinds of stuff.
Something's attached.
Christmas tree.
Okay.
Something's attached to the stuff there.
Yeah, there is.
All right. We're going to have to talk again or talk a little more off air. We got to cut it short. We're over the hour limit. We don't need to go over an hour.
Okay, we're done?
That way, well, not yet.
Oh.
So do you got like a blog or something that you have out there? I didn't do a whole lot of my research like I usually
do. Just a Facebook. People can find me on Facebook and Instagram under Sophia Bierman. They can contact me if they want to read into whatever. They can reach out to me, instant message me, or add me as a friend. I had to put my Instagram private because some weird people, mm-hmm. they would see me. Some people sent me death threats.
That ain't right.
No, that ain't right.
Weirdos.
And let's see. So you can do that there. And then we got next Tuesday, we have Kimberly Chapman. She's going to be with us. She's got a show that she's going to talk about, I'm sure, and promote. And the following Thursday, that 2 days after, Mark and I are going to be on her show. But hers is going to be recorded, so we'll let you know when it'll be seen and where. So,
okay.
So next Tuesday, stay safe. And remember, anything's possible.
You got that right. I wouldn't go looking for it.